Welcome to part two of our interview with the Delores family of ZD Wines. So I want to talk to you about biking. When you walk into the tasting room, you have, of course, a number of items for sale, as many wineries do. But, of course, you have the racing outfits, which are very popular for bikers these days. And you guys are very involved in biking. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we are. So we all, you know, for one thing, we have a healthy lifestyle kind of approach here at ZD. You know, from eating and drinking and the way we approach life and being involved in athletics is a good way to stay healthy. And biking is something that, you know, we have caught the bug, I would say. We road bike primarily, not to say that there aren't some mountain bikers in the mix, but that's mostly what we're doing. And there's great charity events in the Napa Valley. Cycle for Sight is one that we just did, which helps the vets. So it's a charity event for that. There's lots of charity bike rides and efforts that go on. So we personally get involved in pouring wine at those events, and then actually we get our whole staff involved in riding in those events and that healthy lifestyle kind of an approach. But we've gotten the bugs so far that we actually sponsor what is called the Amgen Tour of California, which is the professional bike race, or probably the strongest professional bike race in North America. I mean, it's certainly not to the Tour de France level, but it is right behind it. The Giro is probably number two, and Tour de California is battling to be two or three in the world bike race. And we're privileged enough to be able to follow that event in all the finish tents, pour wine at them, and see these amazing bikers. And actually, we get to jump on a bike and ride some of the routes as we go through as well. So very, very exciting, ton of fun. It's a ball.
How long is that route for California?
There's eight stages. It started this year in Sonoma, and the stages went from San Francisco to Santa Cruz, and then what they call a Livermore leg, and then there was a Clovis leg, and then the time trial was in Bakersfield, and then it went down to Big Bear Lake. It climbed up to Big Bear Lake. That's a pretty significant climb. Then Mount Baldy, which is the huge climb. And the last leg was just a ball this year. It went from Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive right down to LA Live. So very cool. We actually got to ride that leg with police escort, which was pretty exciting, down Sunset Boulevard.
And, nice.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, I bet that'd be pretty awesome.
It was amazing, actually.
Well, it's funny to me when you talk about it, because I bike nowhere near to the degree that you do, but when you talk about road biking here, there still is a degree of mountain biking that kind of gets involved with that, because this is not flatland. I'm a flatlander. You're not.
Yeah, well, when I'm talking about off-road mountain biking, when I'm talking about mountain biking, no, the hills here or mountains here are, they can be a challenge for sure. We like to go up Mount Veeder, all the mountains, all the viticultural areas that, you know, Napa is known for are often involve very steep climbing, whether it's up Soda Canyon Road or up Atlas Peak Road or up Ink Grade out of Pope Valley, Angwin area. There's great rides all over, and great rides for us usually mean a climb. It keeps you in shape.
Well, and I think of Soda Canyon specifically because that's a long, slow climb, unlike a lot of other, like maybe Oakville Grade or something, which happens a little faster. Soda Canyon takes forever, and then you start going.
Yeah, it's a good steep climb at the top. That's what I think of when I think of Soda Canyon. I was there actually riding with my wife one time, and up the top it gets so steep that she was tired and she fell over, but she fell into the hill. And that means she only fell about a foot because the hill was right there. So she just kind of leaned over and was like, boom. Oh, okay.
Thank God.
There's the ground. She was just happy to be stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
No, some of these hills can be quite steep.
Intimidating,
that's for sure.
Scary, frightening. They're tough in a car.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I admire people who ride. I see riders all the time here in the valley, especially on Silverado Trail. And, it's definitely not for the faint of heart, but on the other hand, it is a heart thing because, you know, you really got to be a good, tough rider. And these roads can really be a bit of a challenge, especially once you start going up a little bit on Silverado.
Yeah, and everything doesn't have to be steep. I mean, there are softer, Silverado Trail is actually not too steep. I ride back and forth to work you know, I would say once a week or twice a week, but it just depends on the time of year. But, you know, it's that's for me is a 12-mile ride up, and then I ride back, and that's a pretty easy day of, you know, just cruising in and cruising out. And we have a guy who you may have met when you walked in who poured you the Grenache, the Rosalie Grenache, and he rides here every day. So, you know, there's people that are, you know, into it more and less, but no, it's a good mode of transportation beyond just being an exercise mode. So now it works.
At $4 plus a gallon, it's a lot cheaper. Bottle water or water in general is not a big deal.
Yeah, no exhaust.
And one thing it does take is cars off the road in Apple, which is pretty, you know, pretty busy with cars.
Absolutely. And actually, you're seeing more and more bikers these days. You know, there's a lot of people out riding, especially on the weekends. It's great.
You've been involved with Auction Napa Valley for how long now?
Since the beginning.
So you guys go back to day one then?
Yep, all the way back to day one. Very early on when it was just kicking off. There are some stories that went with those early auctions where, yeah, things weren't quite as honed in as they are today, that's for sure. It was a little more of a scramble back then in figuring it out, especially in those original years, you know, when Napa was probably better known for the state hospital than the wines.
That's got to be a bit of a challenge, though, too, just in terms of you're operating a business here, and I'm sure you're called on all the time by all kinds of charities wanting you to donate, whether it be your time or your wine, to something. Doesn't that get to be a bit of a difficult thing to balance?
Napa Valley Wine Auction is the number one in the world, or one of, certainly. It battles, and certainly from a wine destination perspective, it is just a phenomenal event. And what it does for charity in the Napa Valley is also phenomenal. So, no, it's a pretty easy decision being a Napa Valley vintner to join into the auction. I mean, there are the Napa Valley vintners as a group, we do a lot. As you mentioned, we were just had Premier Napa Valley back in February. So there's a lot going on. And so, yeah, it can be overwhelming. But no, the Auction Napa Valley is a phenomenal event.
Are you directly involved every year in terms of whether it be for your time or whether it be your wine or, you know, is it a constant thing every year?
It is, yeah. Every year we're involved, absolutely. Actually, this year and last year, a little lighter than some of the other years. This year we're doing the barrel auction, which is we're donating actually the 2009 Reserve Cabernet that we just tasted in the cellar, and that will be our primary donation to this year's event. But we try to do as much as we can every year, and throughout the years we've donated a lot of times to the live auction. As a matter of fact, that painting over there on the wall was a group effort, and usually there's group efforts with Silver Oak, Cake Bread, Phelps, and Schramsberg. We all got involved together and brought Thomas Arvid in, who is an artist out of Atlanta, to do a painting of all of our bottles together, and it's called Friends in the Valley, and that was an auction lot. So it brings camaraderie among us as well, brings us together to work on joint projects, and you'll see that if you look at the catalog for the auction, how much joint effort goes on to put lots together, do events, host people. There's just a ton of that that goes on throughout the valley.
And certainly auction's a model for a lot of other communities that you can have something like this where you can support the needs of a community. But also Napa Valley, there's a lot of cooperation between you folks in the business. After all, you're farmers. And that's what I've seen anyway with my experience in Napa Valley. There's a lot of helping people out. I mean, you're competitors, but you're...
Oh, absolutely. Through the years, the effort to make Napa Valley what it is has been a community effort. You know, Robert Mondavi was phenomenal at bringing that point out. You know, his common thing that he would say is a rising tide lifts all boats. And that was something that I think that the Napa Valley vintners have done a great job of living by and trying to make sure occurs, because we know we all do better as we help each other. And that spirit is definitely here.
Brett, I know you want to bring a couple other people into the interview, and I want to move on to that if we can, but there's two things I'm going to ask you to do. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and do a sign-off here real quick, and then I'll come back to the other thing. Brett, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it, this being Auction Napa Valley Week, and all kinds of stuff's going on in the valley this week, and I'm sure you're busy here at the winery, so thanks very much.
My pleasure, Ray. Thank you for having me.
This is the end of part two of our interview with ZD Wines. Visit lifebetweenthevines.com to download part 3.